If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Nessa Barrett doesn't want to make music with Jaden Hostler. I'm Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news. Nessa Barrett won't be collabing with her boyfriend Jaden Hostler anytime soon because she's focused on, quote, doing my solo sh. I get it. You gotta keep doing your solo sh in a relationship. Mine is endlessly scrolling on TikTok as my fiance does. Honestly, I have no idea. Nessa just joined Jaden on stage at the Roxy in Hollywood for his first live show ever, along with Travis Barker and Ian Dior. Nessa Barrett just joined boyfriend Jaden Hostler on stage at his first live show to sing their hit song, La Di Di, which has fans wondering if the two will be releasing another collab soon, or if we will be seeing Nessa in Jaden's music videos. When leaving the show, Nessa told The Hollywood Fix how important it is for the couple to remain separate as artists, as she said, quote, I think it's really important to see us separately with our careers. Even though we're dating, we both have our own careers going for us. So true, Nessa Barrett. I think it's so healthy that she realizes this. I think when you work with your partner creatively and that's all you do, it just becomes like you lose yourself because you're always together 24/7. And we know that Jaden and Nessa love each other. We know that their song La Di Di is amazing. And I think it's smart of Nessa to prove herself on her own as a musical artist and also to give Jaden the space to evolve on his own as a musical artist so they can be good partners for each other. Even though it sounds like Nessa and Jaden won't be releasing another song anytime soon, Nessa is obviously still Jaden's number one fan, as she told The Hollywood Fix as she was leaving Jaden's show, quote, that Jaden was, quote, amazing. I am so proud of Jaden. He is literally incredible, and I've never been so proud of someone before. He was born to be an effing rock star, and he effing killed it. Amen. Yes, I've heard the show was incredible. It was right here in Hollywood. I also saw a report that Jaden's mom was there and that she was rocking out to all the songs, so proud of her son, as she definitely should be, and that the audience was really, really feeling it. I mean, it has to be incredible for these musical artists that came up during COVID and during the pandemic to now finally be able to perform live. That has to be an incredible feeling, except especially for influencers like Jaden and Nessa, who are definitely proving themselves to be more than just a TikTok star, which I love to see. Nessa also told The Hollywood Fix about plans for her own music career, saying, quote, music has always been a dream of mine. I've been doing it my entire life. It's just so cool to be here. When asked what artist Nessa would like to work with, Nessa said, quote, I'm down for literally anything, but right now I am literally focused on doing my solo sh. But she might make an exception for Dixie D'Amelio, as she said, quote, Dixie is incredible. I effing love her. And Dixie is releasing new music. Nessa's releasing new music. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a Nessa-Dixie collab. I feel like vocally and style-wise, their music definitely seems like it could work together really well. What do you think about Nessa Barrett's decision to just go solo and not work with her boyfriend, Jaden Hostler, again? Halsey gives birth to a miracle baby named Ender. Halsey is officially a mom. Halsey shared the news on Instagram as she welcomed her first child with a very unique name. Halsey and her partner Olive Alden welcomed their first child together on July 14th, but just shared the news with their fans now. Halsey shared the news with her fans on Instagram with stunning black and white photos of the birth. Halsey captioned these photos, quote, gratitude for the most rare and euphoric birth powered by love. Ender Ridley Aiden 714-21. Now, Jezebel thinks that Halsey's baby's name is a science fiction reference, as they reported that Ender could either be from the 1985 novel Ender's Game, and Ridley could be likely named after famed sci-fi director Ridley Scott. While Halsey hasn't confirmed the origin of her baby's name as we report this, it is confirmed that the singer is a big fan of all things sci-fi, so that would make sense. Vulture also speculated that the name Ender could be B is a common Turkish name, and Halsey's partner, Olive Alden, is Turkish. Halsey, so yeah, I mean, this name is very unique, but I mean, like, is that breaking news that a celebrity names their child something that not a million other celebrities or people have named their child? I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow naming her daughter Apple, like, we've seen this. And then you have Elon Musk, who, like, one-upped everyone, naming his kid after a bunch of symbols. But yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I feel like, obviously, I'm sure Halsey gave a lot of thought to this name. I think it sounds like a pretty cool name. I also don't know the gender or the sex of the baby as I report this, but I think, you know, I think that's kind of cool if Halsey is keeping that to herself. I think that's awesome. So yeah, Halsey had shocked fans last year when she announced that she was pregnant, because prior to her pregnancy announcement, Halsey's relationship with her partner Olive had been relatively private. Back in May, Halsey did somewhat reference falling in love while working on a movie about her life with Sony. When a fan shared this announcement asking why the movie has been in development for years and hasn't been made yet, Halsey replied with, quote, "Because Olive was supposed to be writing it in the past 3 years, and we slowly fell in love instead." You know the rest. That is so, so cute. I mean, yeah, she's definitely been keeping this relationship very low key. It's so cute that it started with him writing a movie about her life and I guess falling in love with her through the process, and now they have a baby and they seem so, so happy, and we are so, so happy for them. Halsey just shocked fans back in January when she announced on Instagram that she was pregnant. In a post of her wearing a crochet rainbow mini bikini top and baggy jeans, Halsey revealed a very pregnant stomach in a series of photos with the caption, quote, "Surprise! Bottle emoji, rainbow emoji, baby emoji," tagging Olive on her belly and announcing that he is the baby daddy. Olive commented on this post saying, quote, "Heart is so full. I love you, sweetness," red heart emojis. And Halsey replied with, "I love you. And I love this mini human already." And now we know the baby's here. It has a name. And I mean, we are just so happy for Halsey and her partner. It seems like she is so, so happy. I mean, her pregnancy photos also throughout social media were always so funny. There was a picture of her with a basketball next to it, which we know her partner loves basketball and is a big Lakers fan. But what do you guys think about the name of Halsey's baby? What do you think the origin is? Dixie D'Amelio nervous over Noah Beck relationship? Dixie D'Amelio just admitted that TikTok shipping comments about her and her boyfriend Noah Beck have gotten into her head. For any millennials or older, shipping a couple is a fandom for a romantic relationship, whether it is real or not. Dixie opened up about how fans shipping her and her boyfriend Noah Beck affected their relationship before they were official. Dixie D'Amelio just revealed on the latest episode of her YouTube talk show, The Early Late Show, how she feels about ship comments about influencers, admitting that even the ones about her and her boyfriend Noah Beck got, quote, in her head. As Dixie explained, quote, "Even Noah, like, if I see he posted a video with someone and they're like, ship, I'm like, oh my God, are they in love with each other? It gets in your head." So that's why I get it. If you are reading that all the time and seeing edits and like, oh my God, look at the way they looked at each other over here. So it sounds like actually in this case, Dixie is talking about Noah making a video with some other girl that's not Dixie, and then Dixie doubting their relationship because people are shipping them. That probably was the case earlier in their relationship. I know that Noah and Addison Rae were once like shipped together before Dixie entered the picture, which is interesting. As Dixie said about what it is like when fans would ship her with someone, she knows by saying, quote, "It's weird because it's kind of one-sided and it didn't really make sense. It was just like for the internet. So it's kind of weird because you see it on the internet and then you see the comments and you're like, wait, is this real? That's what's confusing." Noah and Dixie have been dating since the end of 2020, and Noah shippers are strong, but with the love comes the hate. Dixie and Noah also have had to deny that their relationship is fake multiple times. I do remember the reason why the ship name for Dixie D'Amelio and Noah Beck is DOA, Dixie and Noah, is because apparently the ship name Nixie was already taken for another relationship that Dixie wasn't in, but people were shipping her with another person. I wanna say maybe it was Nick Austin. So that is why we call them DOA. God, man, ship culture, so fun. Dixie and Noah clapped back at speculation at around the time that people thought their relationship was fake, responding to Call Her Daddy host Alex Cooper, who said in a November of 2020 video, after Dixie and Noah confirmed their relationship, as she said at the time, quote, "Noah Beck, I just can't because of the information I'm hearing about him and his girlfriend. I just don't like it when people fake relationships for the internet." Ooh. At the time, Dixie and Noah clapped back responding to this podcast clip, as Noah commented on the video, quote, "This Noah kid must be one hell of an actor." And Dixie responded to a comment saying, "Well, we all watched her act in that hospital show and she isn't the greatest actress," by responding with a period. Well, we know Noah Beck actually does want to be an actor. And I think what Dixie Music is definitely more of her stronger suit than acting, although I thought she was fine on Attaway General. It's hard to act. She's doing her best. But I mean, that is such a funny point that I guess either Noah's a really great actor, but you don't believe it because Dixie, we know, can't act, according to that fan. And Dixie. What do you think about Dixie's thoughts on ship culture? Do you agree? Kellyanne Stankis and Azra Mian get matching cosmetic surgery? Kellyanne Stankis and Azra Mian just shared photos of both of them getting what looks like matching nose jobs together. You heard it here first, folks. Matching nose jobs are the new friendship bracelets. No, that's not a thing. Don't get your nose done to look just like your bestie. Before you call your plastic surgeon, you should know that these procedures for both Kellyanne and Azra were not cosmetic, rather to fix their breathing problems. Azra Mian and Kellyanne Stankis both showed a series of photos on Instagram in wheelchairs with their noses bandaged up. Azra shared some shots and videos with her nose bandaged up with the caption, quote, "Just had surgery, can't wait to finally be able to breathe. It's something I've been struggling with for years and I can't believe it gets fixed." Kellyanne shared similar series of photos and videos where it looks like her fiance Chase Madison is taking care of the girls, and she captioned her post, quote, "Just got surgery yesterday and I'm feeling and looking so great," laughing emoji, because of course in these videos she was just coming out of being under for surgery, so she's a little loopy, and you could see that her and Chase are such goals and he is such a great fiance. I'm honestly surprised that Kellyanne touched her nose so close to her wedding, but I'm sure it sounded like these procedures were something that definitely needed for both these girls. It's interesting they both had the same breathing problems, although Kellyanne didn't confirm that it was for breathing problems. It's rather Azra is the one who did, so we will stay tuned in that. Both girls did say that they have YouTube videos coming out where they will explain more about their journey, so we'll definitely tune in for that. Both Azra and Kellyanne have promised fans that they are releasing a YouTube video soon, as I just mentioned, that will take their fans on their journeys of this procedure and explain everything about the surgery. Azra's identical twin, Asha, did not get the same surgery at the time, so currently there is one surefire way to tell these two apart for now. One has bandages on their nose, the other one doesn't. Azra and Kellyanne's nose jobs for breathing followed Charlie D'Amelio's similar surgery, which happened over a year ago. How can we forget the drama of, I believe also Dixie also got some nose surgery. Gosh, I guess that's what you need in order to be a TikTok star. Like, you gotta fix your breathing because you need to breathe well when you're doing those dances and that choreography. Charlie also had to get work done to her nose about a year ago because, like Azra and Kellyanne, she too was having trouble breathing. At the time of her surgery, fans didn't know why she got the procedure and speculated that she had either gotten into a fight with someone over some drama and broke her nose, or that she was getting the procedure purely for cosmetic reasons. I believe at the time there were even rumors that Dixie messed up her nose. Charlie tweeted at the time clarifying that since she broke her nose a few months ago, she had trouble breathing and could barely breathe out of her nose and her nostrils, which is why she needed the surgery. So there you go, that's the cleared up. No, Azra and Kellyanne did not get matching nose jobs. It just seems like they got the same procedure on the same day because friend goals, I'm guessing, or bestie goals. This is something that we're seeing more and more. I think it's great that these public figures are being transparent about the work they've had done. Only the Kardashians could do the same. What do you guys think about Kellyanne and Azra getting matching nose jobs, nose procedures so they could breathe better? Camila Cabello, embracing her stretch marks and fat, shuts down body shamers. Camila Cabello is embracing her, quote, stretch marks and fat, and doesn't give an F about what body shamers think about it. Camila Cabello just dropped an inspirational body positive TikTok, encouraging her fans and followers to love themselves no matter what. In Camila's TikTok titled, quote, "I love my body," the singer and actress says that she was made to feel insecure about her stomach while on a run. As Camila said in her TikTok, quote, "I was just running in the park, minding my own business, trying to be fit, trying to keep it healthy, and I'm wearing a top that shows my belly," as she shows her followers the black crop top she was wearing with her workout pants. Camila went on to say, quote, "I wasn't tucking it in because I was running and existing like a normal person that doesn't tuck it in all the time. And I was like, damn. But then I reminded myself, being at war at your body is so last season." Amen, Camila. That is so true. Being at war and with your body is so last season. We are loving our bodies. We are positive about our bodies. I think it's so great that she did this. Camila didn't necessarily say like what was the moment, like why suddenly she had this like internal monologue wondering about sucking in her stomach, but they were also paparazzi pictures of her running. So I think that Camila did a very smart thing of getting ahead of these photos. So before the media had their own narrative about what was going on there, Camila's like, "I was running and I wasn't tucking in, and I'm not, that's me, I'm doing me." Camila went on to tell her followers how she's grateful of her body as she said, quote, I'm grateful for this body that lets me do what I need to do. We are real women with curves and cellulite and stretch marks and fat, and we gotta own that, baby. Camila then ended her video with a rendition of En Vogue's Giving Him Something He Can Feel as she ran her hand up her stomach and her chest. Camila's TikTok follows the viral candid untouched bikini shots of Camila at the beach with her boyfriend Shawn Mendes. Fans praise the singer's body in the shot with comments like, quote, I must defend Camila Cabello on the internet from body shamers because I'm a decent human being. And I'm so happy that that photo went viral. And it's so funny also the timing, if you remember, that photo went viral around the same time that Kim Kardashian was called out for her Photoshop fail hiding her curves and her cellulite and what have you. So I think that was such an important moment for people to realize that this is actually what celebrities look like when they're being themselves and they're not being all touched up and filtered. At the time, Camila seemingly responded to this photo going viral, but she didn't directly respond to it. But now when you put this new TikTok into the mix, it does definitely seem that Camila read all your fan comments and all of your love and support for her, and she hears you. Camila responded to her fan support and body positive message by posting on her Instagram story at the time, quote, thank you for the love yesterday and today, I love you all. Back in 2019, Camila slammed body shamers after seeing an offensive headline about photos of herself. At the time, Camila took to her Instagram story to address how she was feeling by saying this issue goes beyond her hurt feelings, saying, quote, honestly, the first thing I felt was super insecure just imagining what these pictures must look like. Oh no, my cellulite. Oh no, I didn't suck in my stomach. But then I was like, of course there are bad pictures. Of course there are bad angles. My body is not made of effing rock or all muscle for that matter. But the saddest part is of young girls growing up in an airbrushed world is they're seeking perfection that is not real. I'm writing this for girls like my little sister who are growing up on social media. Thank you, Camila Cabello. We need more celebrities and more public figures doing the work that Camila Cabello is doing. What do you guys think about Camila's now viral TikTok about loving her body? I'm Gabby Conti, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.